Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Here, and we know that where His Spirit is, that things change, amen? Things change, amen? Sometimes it's our perspective that changes, but that's okay too, amen? Would you just lift up your hands and your hearts and your voice to Him right now and begin to thank Him in this Thanksgiving week for who He is? Come on, church, lift up your voice to Him right now. Open up your mouth and begin to let the praise that's deep down in your heart rise forth, because He is worthy this morning. Father, we are grateful. We are a grateful people this morning because of who You are, Lord Jesus. We trust You, God, because You are so worthy and so trustworthy this morning, Jesus. We love You, Lord. Come on, church, tell Him that you love Him this morning.
Change. out again and just declare that he's going to do it again. He's going to move your mountains again. He's going to break down your walls again. The wall of anxiety, the wall of fear, the wall of financial slavery, the wall of sickness. He'll break it down as many times as it takes. So let's sing this next part out with everything we've got. I've seen you
I've heard this song a bunch of times, and for the first time I thought about the word reckless, and I think I began to understand what this song is talking about. When you think about the reckless love of God and how he will chase you down, he doesn't care what's in front of him. He doesn't care what is in between you and him. He is going to recklessly run through that wall, leave that wall in ruin to get to you. He doesn't matter whatever he has to tear down, whatever he has to break through, he will do it to get to you. Whatever is in his way, he is recklessly pursuing you, trying to get your attention, trying to say, I'm here to help, I'm here for you. And he's willing to blow up your life so he can save it. It may be uncomfortable at times. It may be tough. It may be hard. But he loves you so much. He doesn't want to see you live in chains. He doesn't want to see you live in bondage. He doesn't want to see you live in lack. He doesn't want to see you living hurt. So he's willing to break down all of those things that are around you. All of those things that, all these prisons, all of these chains that you've grown comfortable in. He's willing to come and break them down. Because he's just like a bull in a china shop. All these things that make you feel comfortable, he wants to get rid of them. He wants to tear it all down to where he can get to your heart. He's chasing after you. He's coming after you. He wants what is best for you. So right now in this place, I feel like there's a lot of different types of people in here. And we're going through a lot of different things, and we're in a lot of different stages in our life and in our spiritual walk. Some of us may feel like we have been his enemy. We've been fighting against him. He wants to come and tear down some walls, but you've been holding them up. You've been picking them up. He's like, no, I'm not ready for you to deal with that. I don't want to mess with that. I don't want to put that out in the open. I don't want to ask for prayer for that. I want to keep this wall built up. I don't want to let you in here. Or maybe you feel like you're not worth it. I'm not worthy for you. I'm not worthy for you to take this love that you've given me. You sent your son to die for me. I'm not worthy of that. I'm too far gone. I'm too broken. I'm not perfect. I'm not living my life right. I'm not worthy of you. Maybe you've simply just grown comfortable where you are. It's not too bad, but it's not too good either. But you're good where you are. You feel like you haven't moved anywhere. You haven't seen God work in you in so long. You're comfortable. But wherever you are this morning, I wanted to say, right now you can break free. Right now you can allow this reckless love of Jesus Christ to come and break down your walls. You can allow this reckless love to come and meet you where you are. Because no, we're not perfect. No, we're not worthy. But he loved us anyway. So all you have to do is say, God, I need you. God, I need you. And it starts with us recognizing that he is Lord of our lives. And so if you need him, if you want to say that, just lift your hands right here. No, we're not going to judge you because we all need him. We all are in different stages of life. We need you. God, we need you. God, we need you to set us free. God, we need you to tear down these walls. We need you to break these chains. God, we may need you to wreck our lives. God, we need you to push us out of our comfort zones. God, we need you to save us. Save us from ourselves. Save us from our prisons. If you're in this place and you say, you know what, I've never accepted Christ as my Savior. I've been living this life on my own. I've been living this life outside of a relationship with Christ. I haven't accepted Him as my Lord and Savior. And you say, I want to do that. I want to come into the family. I want to accept Christ this morning. Just right where you are, just lift your hand. No one looking around. Just right where you are, lift your hand. If that's you, I see it. I see your hand. You can put your hand down. And well, I have one more question. We don't normally ask this question, but if you're in this place and you feel like, you know what, I've accepted Christ. I've made that decision to follow Him, but you know, lately I haven't been. Lately I've been letting sin take over my life. I've been doing things I know that are wrong, and I need forgiveness. If that's you, with no one looking around, just raise your hand where you are. Well, here's what we do. We had someone raise their hand to accept Christ. And it says in His word, if you believe in your heart and say with your mouth that He is Lord and you confess that He rose from the dead, then you shall be saved. You shall be saved. You shall become a son. You shall become a daughter of Christ. So we're going to say this prayer. I want us all to pray it as a family. But if you raise your hand, just believe it in your heart. Just say,
it's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.